WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today we hear from Pastor Janet Hellner Burris of the Wilkinsburg Sanctuary Project. The organization provides a variety of programs to youth in the borough, as well as pastoral care in response to critical incidents in the community. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has the story.
And upstairs is our gym, one of the few gyms that's...
Janet Hellner Burris is climbing the stairs at the Christian Church of Wilkinsburg, where she's been a pastor since 1990. In that capacity, Hellner Burris has long been involved with community service work in Wilkinsburg, like helping to run after-school programs and basketball leagues at the church. However, she's also borne witness to violence in Wilkinsburg during that time. An especially turbulent span about 8 years ago would lead to a new role for her.
August-September of 2010, there were four young people shot and killed in this community within a span of 30 days. And though we had seen random shootings, and each one of those, of course, tragic in its own way, we were really shocked by having four in such a short span of time.
In the following days, Wilkinsburg's leaders gathered the borough's ministers, saying they needed help to counter youth violence. A few months later, the Sanctuary Project was formed, with Hellner Burris as president.
Some of us are ministers, others are from social service agencies, others are just people who are worried about the youth of the community.
All of them are volunteers. The Sanctuary Project combines their resources to run programs for youth in the community, including a talent show for the arts, a block party, and a summer internship program. Stefan Bird is 20 and grew up in Wilkinsburg. Through the Sanctuary Project, he did an internship in 2015 with Rebuilding Together Pittsburgh, a housing rehabilitation nonprofit.
The main thing we did was brick masonry, and we did a little bit of carpentry.
He's now in college and says he uses those skills on jobs during the summer to help pay for school. When he graduates, he says he wants to come back to Pittsburgh, start a career, and get right to giving back to his community.
Help you get summer jobs and stuff like that. So it had a big impact on my life. It helped me choose what I want to do while I'm also taking up my main career.
Another aspect of the Sanctuary Project is the Community Chaplains Program. They're a rotating group of specially trained ministers, including Hellner Burris, who are on call to respond to critical incidents in the community and provide comfort and support to families and neighbors. John Thompson was the mayor of Wilkinsburg for 12 years before retiring at the end of last year. He says they're ready to step in and help 24/7.
When something bad happens, it doesn't necessarily just have to be a violent act. You know, sometimes there's a fire or anything that's kind of major where we need a pastor there.
For example, Thompson says the chaplains were quick to respond to a Franklin Avenue shooting in 2016 that left six people dead and have continued to provide support since then. Hellner Burris says she's optimistic about Wilkinsburg's future, but that the Sanctuary Project's work is far from done. Last month, there was a shooting in the community on Lakedon Road.
That question's always before us. What more can we do?
Even if that ends up being the only life lost to violence this year, Hellner Burris says that's one too many. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.